Now, in verse 5, moreover, the multitude of thy strangers, the multitude of thy terrible ones, and Jerusalem is to be besieged. And this city has, I suppose, been besieged and captured and destroyed and burned more than any other city in the world today. For instance, I have a list here, not before me now, but in my files, of 27 sieges that were leveled against Jerusalem. 27 times this city was attacked. 27 times it was taken, destroyed most of those times. And that's the reason that it today is not quite accurate to say to folk, well, come with us to Jerusalem and walk where Jesus walked. Well, you're not going to walk where he walked. Actually, you want to go to the Pool of Bethesda. You'll find out that it's about 50 feet down from the level of the ground today. And evidently, the Lord Jesus walked down there. And it's quite evident today that Solomon's temple was probably 100 feet down, 100 feet plus, down beneath where the Mosque of Omar is today. Why is that true? Well, that city's been besieged, destroyed so many times, and then they'd rebuild it right on the wreckage of the city that had been destroyed. They'd level it off. That's what you remember Nehemiah did. Out of the debris and wreckage, why he rebuilt the walls of Jerusalem. And they don't have to haul any rocks there. This is not needed. You've heard a few years ago that they were shipping stone from Indiana to rebuild the temple. My friends, that, of course, was proven false, but how foolish it would be. They got more rocks over there than they need. There is no place on top side of this earth that's as rocky as Jerusalem and that area around there. It is a rugged terrain in that area. It's the reason the city was so difficult to take, by the way, by the enemy. And so he speaks here in verse 7, and the multitude of all the nations that fight against Ariel. So the city has been destroyed and is yet to be destroyed in the future.